This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least two people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What do Americans really want when it comes to voter reform? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide.
President Biden on Wednesday will unveil a zero-tolerance policy for rogue gun dealers accused of violating rules as his administration blames a national crime wave on guns and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
President Biden on Wednesday is projected to blame the crime waves across America on guns rather than post-protest tolerance for lawlessness and the human element. Another issue for the Biden administration is their lack of response to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee calls their efforts incompetent on Fox News.
The Biden-Harris administration is incompetent and foolish when it comes to managing illegal immigration. They're literally telling people that we've sent to Mexico because they didn't show up for their asylum hearing. Hey, you can come back and start over again. The Biden administration supports eliminating cash bail, basically letting everybody out. Look at what's happened in New York. The cops arrest a guy Monday morning. They're out Monday afternoon. So all these policies are blowing up in the Biden-Harris administration's face.
Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned by President Biden to fix the problem. To date, nothing tangible has been done at the border to stop the massive flow of illegal immigrants, drugs, and sex trafficking. The vice president did visit Guatemala and Mexico and talk to leaders in those countries. Vanessa Bryan has settled her wrongful death lawsuit against Island Express. That's the company that owned the doomed helicopter in the crash that killed basketball player Kobe Bryant, their daughter Gigi, and seven others in February of 2020. But the terms of the settlement are confidential, and the court still needs to sign off on the agreement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
America, from Dallas, Texas, at NRB 2021. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My good friend Craig Huey joins us, the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. It's great to be with you also.
Hey, having a great time here in Dallas, huh?
It's unbelievable seeing all these ministries and people with vision.
Exactly.
How to transform our society, how to transform politics.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'll tell you, we're so blessed, Michelle. Thank you very much for...
Isn't she great?
Oh, she is, as Oswald Chambers would say, ineffable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's my secret weapon.
Yeah. Well, she's not staying secret very... She's not doing very, you know... When it comes to being clandestine, I mean, forget about that.
That's right.
If you have Shelly praying for you, get ready.
That's right.
Put on your crash helmet and get ready, because Jesus is going to do something, no doubt about it. But, you know, real quick, just to kind of wrap up the deal, because we were talking as we had finished up and you were coming
in.
And a little bit of backstory on your perspective of Shell and her power of prayer and what was going on, and Maxine Waters, because we didn't get a chance to talk about Maxine Waters.
Oh, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. So your audience knows that she... politically is as bad as they can be. Mm-hmm. I mean, her policies are, she is, and she'll admit, she's a pro-socialist. She pretends, she goes to churches and pretends she's with the faith community, but her policies are completely contrary to biblical worldview.
Right.
And she came to my office. She said, I've heard that you're really an evil guy, and I just wanted to check it out. And I thought, what is going on?
This was, of course, when you were running for...
This is when I'm running for Congress. And I called my friend, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. I said, you know Maxine Waters. She just called me out of the blue. She wants to come to my office. He said, be very careful, Greg.
Yeah. If she comes in on a broom, run. Just teasing.
So here's what's happened. Mm-hmm. Bill, my heart... And my ministry over the years, one of the primary issues is the protection of the persecuted church. We have brothers and sisters who are in prison, who are being beheaded, who are being killed, churches burnt down, beaten up, so much discrimination against people of faith worldwide.
Right.
And back under when Obama was president, there was a woman, Miriam Ingram, who was in prison in the Sudan. And she was a Christian, and she would not renounce her faith in Christ. She had a little baby, and she was pregnant, and she was in prison. You can only imagine the prison. And so Obama's administration was doing nothing to help her, absolutely nothing. And so Maxine Waters comes in, and the Lord put it on my heart to talk to her about it, this imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'd never heard of it. And what I did is one of the big mobilizing tools Christians can use is petitions. I had gone to some of the local churches. I had in her district probably 2,000, 3,000 names of people who signed a petition to the State Department and to President Obama to help free her from prison.
Wow.
Maxine Waters looked at the stack of petitions and goes, wow, are all these in my district? And I said, yes. And I said, you can have a legacy of helping free this woman. She says, well, I'll look into it. And I thought that would be it. All of a sudden, I get a letter from her signed by every member of the Radical Black Caucus in Congress demanding that Kerry and Obama free this woman. In 2 days, she was free. This was so unexpected. This was a God thing that would not have happened had she not been involved in the prayer that my wife and I had with her, being able to show her these petitions and being able to mobilize her to do something.
Exactly.
Who would have thought the church would have been protected by her?
Yes.
That is not logical.
See, but this is the power of relationship,
yes.
Right?
Right.
And this is why God honors that. And
yes.
And Jesus was very clear about the biggest commandment, right?
Right.
The greatest commandment ever.
Yes.
Love God, love one another.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And so one thing I've learned from my wife, she has boldness I don't have. And she'll see someone and she'll come up and say, how can I pray for you? And whether she builds a short-term relationship, long-term, or never sees that person again, she's impacted that person. There's a few people who say, no, don't pray for me.
Right.
There's a few people who say, I don't believe in prayer. Most say yes.
Yes, exactly.
And they just, you can pray for them. And it's the Spirit of God doing the work, not you.
Right. Well, and as Shelley and I were talking about, when she is being obedient to God, God is giving her utterance.
Yes.
And there's a word that comes out that, and I shared this the other day with Dallas Jenkins, that it comes out of the throne room of God Himself. And it is that word that goes out. You obediently speak it. It finds its mate.
Yes.
And then here it is. And then how is that person going to feel about you? And you're just being obedient to God.
Being obedient. And, there's a reward. Maybe not here, but there's reward in being obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when you sit back and see how God creates divine connections,
mm-hmm.
how God changes things,
right.
and that is one of the tools. You've got an audience. Some of them are unable to do much, but they can pray.
Right.
You've got others who have family who are lost, kids or grandkids who don't know the Lord, people in their community. They can be prayer warriors, and if they be bold enough to say, I'd like to pray for you, how can I pray for
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
It can be transformational.
Well, the thing is that you got to think just for a moment, what are these people going through?
Yes.
Especially right now. Here we are, post-pandemic, so to speak.
Still fear, still just distress and suicide rates and drug rates and alcohol and just overeating
much. And we have no idea the suffering that's taking place.
Yes.
People in poverty. We've got political prisoners right now from
yes,
January
we do.
6th, locked down, and it's
unbelievable.
My heart.
Yes.
The Uyghurs. Nothing has been said about the Uyghurs.
Right.
What's going on? I mean,
right.
we've got organ harvesting going on there.
You could just focus on China, and America should be on its knees. America should be in tears of what's being done with shutting down the churches, the home churches, locking up pastors. The persecution of this communist state is on steroids. But that's not all.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the Hindus attacking Christians in India like never before. They've used COVID as a way of destroying more churches, beating up more Christians, burning down more Christian businesses, and the government's doing nothing, in fact, promoting it. And then you've got Africa.
Yeah.
It's turning out like the Middle East under ISIS.
Mm. Yes, exactly. I mean, there's danger all around and, anywhere. And, of course, we're seeing it so pronounced here, even in America.
Yes.
So in your Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts,
yes.
as you look at that,
yes.
I mean, those concentric circles and your Jerusalem is greatly affected. I mean, crime rate, suicide rate, teen suicide.
Oh, my.
I mean, addiction.
Yes.
What's happening. happening in our southern border, all these things, and we're going to talk about some of these non-negotiables that we're dealing with right now on the other side of the break as we continue our conversation with Craig Huey. He's the coordinator and speaker of the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newspapers, newsletters, I should say, in America, the Huey Report. Stay with us. More from Craig on the other side of the break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. We're the show that's fresh and independent, not beholden, you know, to people that want to cancel us and shut down our voice. We believe in a biblical worldview, and that has been the genesis of this whole radio show from day one. And it was almost from day one that I met Craig Huey back in Southern California and was introduced to the Election Forum. And I was just so excited by all the great work that they were doing with the Election Forum in terms of, you know, vetting candidates and propositions, even judges. That was the ongoing frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Going, Craig, we got to find a better way, you know, because the judges are they're not telling us the whole truth and nothing
right.
but right.
Yeah.
But that hasn't stopped Craig, and he continues to produce the Election Forum.
Yes.
And it's awesome because it's a great service for people of faith to vote their values, right?
Exactly. Because so many people from city council all the way up the ticket. Who are these people?
Right.
Because as Christians, people don't vote Republican or Democrat. They vote based upon policy, issues, non-negotiables that are based upon a biblical worldview. Christians look at voting differently. We have the honor and the duty to vote for, not against, our values.
Exactly. Well, and one of the big problems that I've had to that point has to do with life.
Yes.
Okay? The abortion issue, and how many people in the church today, you know, quietly support policies that promote the very thing that's antithetical
right.
to what our God says.
That's right. You know, based upon the Bible, like Psalm 139. Mm-hmm. If you haven't read Psalm 139 for a while, open up the Word now. Mm-hmm. And 139, you know, God knew you
yes.
before you were even born. God, you know, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. If you look at God's attributes, He knows the beginning to the end,
yes.
including your life.
No other God knows that.
No.
No other God
no.
knows it or has proven that.
That's right. And so God is a God of love for every person. And life is a gift. And Bill, I got to tell you, we're in a time now where there has been a major shift towards promotion by tax money and government
exactly.
of abortion like never before. Mm-hmm. We have the most pro-abortion president in the history of the United States.
Yeah, and this is the thing, it's amazing. I mean, bless his heart, this is a man who was raised a Catholic.
Yes.
And, you know, somebody once said to me, he said, well, you know, well, Joe Biden's a practicing Catholic. And with all due respect, I said, he needs more practice.
I love it. But here, many Catholics voted for him because they thought he would not be as pro-abortion. Many evangelicals, I just shake my head.
How can you disassociate the man from his party?
Yeah.
The platform is clear. They've taken God out of the platform. They've put abortion in its place, replaced God with abortion,
yes.
basically.
Yes.
Right?
It was an evil delusion that fell upon many pastors, many Christians who were blinded to the fact that their vote was voting for the killing of babies.
Yeah. And the thing that is, I want to say exciting, because as quick as that shift has happened, you're
yes.
exactly right. I mean, this shift has happened within 5 years.
Yes.
Dramatic.
Yes.
What's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, COVID exacerbated it even more so because
yes.
this allowed a pathway for those on the left to run rampant, steal our freedoms, and to...
The COVID grew government, grew the power of the bureaucracy, grew the and with a historic determination to crush the church,
mm-hmm.
crush Christian ministries, crush Christians.
Yes.
It was a, I'll say it, Bill, a demonic attack
mm-hmm.
on people of faith.
Yes.
And the outcome has been the destruction of churches and
yes.
ministries. It has been some churches who remained open
yeah.
are doing great.
Exactly.
Other churches that were afraid to open, and instead of obeying God, they obeyed man. Mm-hmm. They obeyed government.
Mm-hmm.
Those churches are declining. They have lost people. There are people who have never come back to church.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the way it was supposed to happen. Maybe
yes.
This is God's natural order of calling.
Shaking.
Calling the herd, shaking,
yes.
And that sort of thing.
Yes.
And, okay, God's going to do a great thing, just like he mm-hmm. did with Gideon's army.
Yeah.
But I don't need 10,000 soldiers.
Right.
Okay, well, how about 300?
That's right. That's right. God is in control. So yeah. We'll see what God's going to do. But luckily, we have had a historic change in the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And the Supreme Court now is more of a strict constructionist court than a judicial activist court that legislates from the bench.
Exactly.
They're more conservative. And what's happened is that they came out to support the opening of churches and saying what the governors of these states that were closing down the churches, what they were doing was unconstitutional.
Exactly.
And that sets a protection for the church for the future.
Right. And it should embolden them.
Yes.
I mean, if you're not going to get your boldness from God himself and understanding that it's Jesus Christ's institution.
Yes.
He established it himself, said, oh yeah, by the way, even the gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
That's right.
That's pretty powerful. When you're talking about the supernatural world, cannot even offend the church, but yet the church is acting like it is. Wait a minute. Then you wonder, you say, is this the real church? You see, and this is the other thing too. Talk about non-negotiables.
Yes.
What's coming out, whether we're talking about abortion, whether we're talking about these policies that are coming down. You see, you have real life experience.
Yes.
I tell the kids all the time, it is experience that defines preference.
Mm-hmm.
And people are realizing Joe Biden is not the moderate that he pretend to be.
No.
The Democratic Party's policies are exposed.
Their
socialism, the run to socialism and communism is so evident that reality is hitting them. And as I mentioned, even with abortion, the thing that I'm finding, Craig, is that, you see, where women are having a hard time with the response of women who have experienced abortion.
Yes.
They're going, hey, they lied to us.
Yeah.
Science that you tell us today, we should be we're looking at science and we're saying, wait a minute, here's a baby's heartbeat.
Yeah.
This is a child.
Yeah.
This explains why this meaningless piece of skin that I got out of my body, why I've been tormented, and why, you know, and I say this all the time. I will talk with women and they'll tell me, Craig, they'll say, you know, my child would have been 7 today.
Oh, it's a heartbreak.
What do you do when they say that?
Well, you know, when I speak at churches, I realize half the congregation probably has had an abortion.
You know, they say, according to Barna, at least a third.
Yeah, and at least they know a grandchild or something has been aborted. So I say, God is a God of forgiveness.
Yes.
And I talk about how God forgives and God lifts up and enables you to be able to move on and to help others.
Yes.
And part of that helping others is the history of the church, Bill. The history of the church from the time Paul and the early church under Rome, they were the people, and when people would have an abortion, they would throw the baby alive on the side of the road. The Christians came along and picked them up. The Christians started adoption. Adoption is the alternative to abortion, and Christians need to stand up and start adopting and in greater numbers. This is the alternative for every pregnancy that's not wanted. And let me mention this to you. I'm very passionate about this. I would not be sitting here right now if back when I was born, the laws were like they are now. Because I was adopted. And I had the greatest parents. And I thank God for that. But look at the millions of babies slaughtered who never were able to live like God had intended for them to live.
Right. So wonderfully made. That he knew, even in their mother's womb, he was putting them together.
Yes.
And, you know, so miraculously, we were talking with the Irwins. I don't know if you had a chance. They're just, these four kids are just incredible.
Yeah.
And we went back to that.
Yeah.
I said, can you imagine, here you are, the way your voices have come together, how God engineered in your mother's womb, the four of you, so that you could harmonize and take the gospel message musically out to the nations.
That's God.
I mean, you sit there and go, wow, you know, and just thinking about that. But this is the thing. See, God's ways, not our ways.
Not ours.
Right. Whether it has to do with, you know, Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden, people that we may not necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you know, God created them. He made them wonderfully in his image. And so we must pray. We must pray and understand the same token. There are these non-negotiables, these things that you cannot accept because they are ungodly, right? We got 20 seconds left, Craig.
Bill, I just ask people to be people of prayer that are listening, and I encourage them to reach out to the broken and hurting world.
Well, Craig Huey's book, The Christian Voter, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. 7 non-negotiables for voting for not against your values.
Yes. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least 2 people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed 3 bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're in Dallas, Texas for NRB 2021, and our good friend Del Tackett is with us. We're going to be talking about his new project, the Engagement Project. You know, I've bragged about Del forever. I first met him through a life-changing project that he headed with Focus on the Family, the Truth Project. And I think I told you this before. I mean, the reason this radio show is because of you.
Oh, my goodness. That's too much.
The truth, no, honestly, because when the Truth Project had impacted me in such a way, I became an evangelist for it. I really did. I mean, I must have led, I don't know, well over a dozen, if not 2 dozen, classes in the Truth Project at various churches. I said, you have got to get this in front of everyone in the church. It was so powerful. And when God, you know, kind of opened a way, because I'd been, you know, I was a juvenile, Del, earlier. You know, I was a disc jockey in L.A. and playing around, playing music and that sort of thing. And then I ran radio stations. I was away from the microphone for about 25 years. And God says, look, you need to get behind the microphone again. What? You know, come on. That's the old me. No, you need to go and you're going to do a talk show. Talk show? No, I'm a juvenile. You know, and we're going to do a Christian talk show? Surely you jest. And I said, okay, if that's what you want me to do, then it's got to be based on the truth and a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. All these things that you had taught
in the Truth Project. So it's all your fault.
What? God does that, doesn't he?
Yes.
I mean, he reaches in and kind of like swirling his finger in my life. And the next thing I know, I spun off, headed some other direction.
Exactly. So the Truth Project, incredible impact. Millions of people exposed. Yes. Life changes. I'm sure you hear these stories and testimonies all the time. I know that you were bombarded as the project was unveiling and as that was getting out there and having its impact. And so you go from that to Is Genesis History.
Yes. That was a wonderful film. Mm-hmm. I was so excited about it because I got a chance to interview these incredibly smart scientists. Mm-hmm. And interview them in the field where we were actually looking.
Right.
Not just in the, you know, a classroom or a prof's office.
Exactly.
Somewhere. And we got the chance then to help people understand that, you know, you can trust the Word of God. You don't have to have somebody tell you, oh, no, you're just not smart enough to understand.
Right, exactly. Well, and I'm the whole experience. I mean, here you are. You're a scientist and archaeologist, and you turn up a rock, and you go, underneath that rock is God. And it's a reinforcement of the things in the Bible that you said that you took by faith.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And now, all of a sudden, under the rock is reality.
Absolutely.
Reinforcement.
Absolutely. And I just got back. We're starting the filming of a sequel to that Is Genesis History film that I'm even more excited about because there's some new discoveries that I think are going to tip the whole thing upside down.
Wow. Can't wait. All right. So as if that's not enough, you're in the middle of, the tour is underway now for the Empowerment Project, right?
The Engagement Project.
Engagement Project.
No, that's correct. Yeah, we filmed that just before this whole virus thing took place. The Lord protected us. So we filmed it in December of 2019, had a lot of post-edit work done, and now we're launching the Engagement Project, the small groups around the country.
So is this, you know, kind of an adjunct or a tie-in or a complement to the Truth Project?
I would say it's the next step.
Okay.
So basically, you know, once you have that systematic, comprehensive biblical worldview, what do you do with it?
Yes.
Is that the end game? Is it we just sit around now and say, well, I got to agree with you? You know, what is God asking us to do?
Exactly. And the thing was, you know, I would tell people, they'd ask me, you know, when I was telling about the Truth Project, I said, well, kind of look at it this way. It's kind of a master's course in theology.
Yes.
A little bit. But this takes it to the next level. It's almost like you're really becoming a PhD and still a theologian, as you say.
Yes, but I would say this, Bill, and the Truth Project, we were aiming for the mind, I guess. We were talking about the truth of God.
Right.
And all of that. The Engagement Project, I guess, is more aiming for the heart. In other words, what is it, now that you have this truth, what is it that God has called us to do? That we need to be light and salt. Well, what does that look like? What does the Lord ask us to do?
Exactly, because that's, you can't be, you've got to have an outflow of what's come in, right? Because otherwise,
you're dead sea.
Yeah, you're dead sea, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, nothing's living in the Dead Sea. That's why it's the Dead Sea.
That's exactly right. There's no outlet.
Right. Exactly. So here it is. And this is awesome that you're doing this. So break it down. What can we expect from the Engagement Project besides, an activation, we're going to ignite the heart, and now activate?
Well, of course, I always believe everything begins and ends with the nature of God. So we're going to do, it's another worldview set of tours, but now we're looking for what I call the crown jewel in the nature of God. And so we're going to gaze upon the face of God and try to understand as best we can, what is it that God has made us for? What did he make the universe for? In other words, what is God's end game?
Yes.
What is he after here? So it is another worldview course, but we're looking for the nature of God that will drive us to understand, why are we here?
Right.
So why are we still here? And we ask the question in the Truth Project, if you recall, we start off by saying, why did Jesus come?
Mm-hmm.
And that led us into that great dialogue with Pilate. But now we're going to see, why did Jesus leave? And what did he leave for us to
do? And the fact of the matter is that he's coming back.
He is coming back.
Right. In the book of Acts, I mean, that's you know, I think it was quite interesting, Dale, because as I was rereading in my natural annual read of the Bible, I'm in the book of Acts and I'm going, wow, the focus in that early church was Jesus is coming back. I mean, he just left. But everything it was cycled around that he's coming back.
Yes. It cycled often around the fact that he was risen
yes.
from the dead.
Right.
And that then links to the fact he's alive.
Yes.
And that links to the fact he will come back.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So the engagement project, why? Why the engagement project?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that broke my heart when I was in Washington, D.C. at the White House was, first of all, the state of the nation.
Mm-hmm. And this was under George W. Bush, right?
It was.
Yes.
Bush won.
Oh, yeah.
But then he broke my heart for the state of the body of Christ. And I began to realize that the state of the nation was really reflecting the state of the body of Christ, that we were really not the light and salt that we were meant to be. And so that is what has always spurred me to then say, we need to have an understanding of why we're here and what the body of Christ is meant to do, mm-hmm. what we've been made for. And so we're going to look at the state of the culture around us and talk about why the engagement that we might have been doing 150 years ago is not going to work in a culture around us today.
Well, especially with the new technology and everything that's available to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got some wonderful tools to work with. So, in essence, what you're saying is get ready because evangelism is going to change altogether, right?
It has to, mm-hmm. Bill. It really does. Because we now live, I don't know if we can actually say that we live in the land of scoffers. Or as we read in Romans 1, where there is a progression at which God then begins to turn people over to a depraved mind. But it is clear experientially to us that trying to speak to people logically today just hits a brick wall.
Right. Well, the emotion is so heavy.
There are.
Yeah.
And so we can't, I know this steps on toes, but most of our apologetics and so forth has been based upon the whole assumption that we're talking with someone who is logical. Right? So
right.
we try to make the logical argument. Mm-hmm. And of course, to us, that makes sense. God has been logical with us.
It's wrong gospel, wrong church. Here we go again, right?
God says, come reason with mm-hmm. me. God's logical. He created a world that's logical.
Yeah.
But we don't live in that world.
That's right.
People don't understand logic.
And you must come to God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Right, so now we're back to the Truth Project.
Amen.
So where it all began.
That's where it began.
So last question here, because we got about 30 seconds left here, Del Tackett.
Yeah.
What do you hope to do following the engagement project?
Well, I still have one more project I think the Lord wants us to do,
yeah.
and that will be called the Restoration Project, and that's where we're going to look at the social order all around us,
okay.
and ask us, what is the design of God, and why are we in such pain and turmoil today? So how can we then begin to shape and change and restore those social systems around us?
All the information on the Engagement Project will be linked at our website.
Need to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, we can Kegel.
At Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the hippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour here in Dallas, Texas, with the one and only Pat Boone. And I just gave him three mulligans.
Yes.
You got through three mulligan Titleist golf balls there, buddy.
And they're going to create more mulligans for me because I'm going to use these for putting.
Oh, just for putting only?
Because if I use them on the tee shots or fairway shots, I'm more likely to lose them.
Do you want me to show you a secret? You know, because like some of these guys, what they do, they'll put a line.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It just says,
sure. Yeah, they are doing that a lot. Yeah.
Somebody showed me this that made a lot of sense. See this line here?
Yeah.
Instead of doing this, line it up this way.
Yeah,
the hole.
And putt through that line.
And it gives you a broader line.
Yes, right.
Okay, so...
And
when,
you put, when, bring your putter right through that
right.
line, it'll keep it on.
And when you start one putting all the time and people don't... This is just between me and you.
Bill, right. Bill Martinez is my coach, my putting coach.
Well, so much
but
has
But I
been
have go- to correct you on one thing.
Okay.
About the one and only Pat Boone. My brother is married to another one.
Oh, really?
His wife is Patricia.
Okay.
And that makes her a Pat Boone as well.
Okay.
But I'm the only male Pat Boone.
Right.
But I know of.
But you'll always be number one, though.
Yes, I will, because I'm a lot older than she is.
Pat, gosh, you know, I was just, again, reviewing number 10 all-time top recording artists, according to Billboard.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It truly is.
And how God has used you. I mean, from this career, acting and singing, and last time you sang April Love, I brought up April Love.
Yeah.
You started singing
April Love.
Here we go. I knew it was coming.
Is for the very young.
Here it is.
That song was written for me by two Academy Award writers, mm-hmm. Paul Francis Webster, Sammy Fain, for my second movie. And I was just a kid. I was 22 years old, and making movies and starring in the lead role in films, and they write this song for me, and I'm just a naive kid from Nashville, but I'm sitting with these two Academy Award writers, and they play me this song on the piano. I said, guys, this is really beautiful, but it's just a ballad, and we're in rock and roll time.
Right?
Can we possibly do anything to make this song a little more exciting? And they said, like what? I said, well, even like an intro, like bum 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 bum, you know, something that says it's going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they made that the intro.
Go.
They wrote the song, but I made up the intro.
You made up the intro, huh?
Yeah. And my wife's birthday is April 24th, so I was always singing about her, my April love.
Oh, perfect, perfect. You and Shirley had such an incredible relationship.
Wow.
And
we have been married.
Yeah, Susan Stafford, by the way, sends her regards.
Susan Stafford,
our good friend.
The chaplain.
Yes, exactly. I told her, I said, I'm going to be talking to Pat. She goes, oh, please, tell him what I said. Absolutely.
She's a dear lady, and we stay in frequent touch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been through some tough times. And I was able, there's a guy named Bill Austin, and he has the Starkey Hearing Foundation, and they give, they make the best hearing aids, and he gives them away by the tens of thousands.
Wow.
In foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's his ministry, as well as the hearing aids themselves. And Susan was going to need some hearing aids, because she's not quite my age, but she's getting there, getting here, I should say. And so Bill and Tanny, his wife, are going to give Susan
that's
the best
great.
Hearing aids there are.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, just a reminder, Susan, who's been on with us several times, she was the original Wheel of Fortune girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
Havana.
Yeah, yeah. And yes, she was the original gal and just walked away from the show.
Yeah, right.
And little did she know how successful that show was going to continue to be. But, you know, she wasn't going to be tied down to that the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She had more important things to do. And, you know, she went and was with Mother Teresa.
Right, exactly.
How many people can say that?
Mm, yeah.
Wow.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. But, you know, Pat, so you've been blessed. And I want to talk to you about this new movie, Mulligan. Hence the golf balls. He's got three mulligans there. But, you know, I saw the trailer, the teaser on it. How much fun is this?
I have been so thrilled, although there's a couple moments that I dreaded doing in the film. But I play this older, very celebrated pro. I patterned my characterization on Gene Sarazen, who was a compatriot of Bobby Jones. And they both wore these knickers, these plus fours.
I was told you were going to wear knickers here this morning.
Well, I offered to, but I thought I would walk around the whole convention wearing these plus fours. They're very colorful, matching sweaters, socks. There's the guy who makes them, who made them the guy who made them so famous and who went down in the plane crash.
Yes,
Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart.
And he made his, and he'd actually made some for Gene Sarazen while Gene was alive.
Oh, wow.
And they are beautiful and colorful, and they made my character in the movie real distinctive. I mean, when you see the film, you won't forget the old pro is the one I'm playing. But the thing I dreaded, because it's a great film, and it's about the old pro trying to help a soon-to-be billionaire businessman who's successful in his business and loves his golf, but his marriage, he's going through divorce, his son can't stand him, his whole personal life is coming apart. And the old pro is brought in by Tom Lehman, who is a current pro.
Yeah, playing himself.
Yeah, playing himself. And there's a great line he gives in this film I think people will remember, that when this young guy gets so mad in this celebrity tournament they're playing in, pro celebrity, and he breaks his putter over his knee when he misses a possible birdie putt and throws the broken putter into the sand trap, and this big Tom Lehman has had enough, and he puts a big strong hand on his shoulder and says, listen, buddy, you're not good enough to get that man. And you better go see the old pro Will Dunn and let him straighten out your temperament if you're ever going to play with us again.
Mm-hmm.
And so reluctantly he comes to see me, my character. The things I dreaded, main one scene in particular, because it's about the mulligan, mm-hmm. which is a do-over,
right.
A second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the spiritual parallel to Jesus giving us mulligans in our lives.
Amen.
He's faithful and just to forgive us if we confess our sins and ask him to forgive us. He'll wipe that off our record.
Exactly.
He'll give us a mulligan. It won't be on our scorecard anymore. And it takes a while for me to get through to this arrogant young man.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the climactic moments, which I dreaded, I wasn't sure I was enough of an actor to do this. But he asked the old pro, me, "Are you? Has there been a time when you asked for a mulligan and didn't get it?"
Mm. Good question.
And I pause and I say quietly, "Yes." He said, "That's how I began keeping my journal that I ask you to keep every day, to keep record of where you are in your life." I had a son once. I had him for 2 years. My wife and I went out for a date when my little boy was 2 years old, left him at the babysitter. While we were eating my favorite dessert in a restaurant, this feeling of terrible dread came over me, like my soul was coming out of my body. And I knew something was wrong. We rushed back to the house to find my little boy had somehow gotten out of the house, and the babysitter was looking for him at night. I found him in the neighbor's pool.
Mm.
And I have to go through this scene. Now, I didn't know as an actor how I was going to do this. I knew all the words.
Yes.
But how am I going to portray this? But when I was doing it, I suddenly, the Holy Spirit just rushed through me and I was crying. I wasn't trying to cry. I was fighting back the tears. I was trying to, so I could keep saying what I needed to say.
Right.
But you can see in the film that I'm suddenly overtaken by the emotion. Well, now that's good if you're acting. I wasn't acting.
Right. Well, then, you know, when you have those God moments like
that,
and of all places, you're thinking, okay, I'm playing the role right on film, the whole deal, and then God takes over and says, don't worry, I got this, man.
And it's in the movie. When I finished, I didn't even hear the director say cut. And I just sat there silent and I said, "I'm sorry." Like to the guy I'm talking to, I didn't mean to get that emotional. Mm-hmm. Just, "I'm sorry." And then I finally said, the director said, "That was wonderful, Pat. Can we do it again?" And I had to do it again and I worried again. Well, as I say these words, am I going to have to act this part? No, I didn't. All I did was start saying the words, and again, the feeling just rushed through me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fighting the same tears rolling down my cheeks, fighting to say the words that I was supposed to say. And so it's on film, it's in the movie. The thing that I dreaded, I didn't need to dread it because God took over.
Amen. And of course, the movie's coming out next year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an entertaining film. It's not a, quote, super religious film in that it doesn't seem to be just a evangelical treatise.
Mm-hmm.
It's about golf.
Yes.
And every golfer,
yes, right,
whoever's played the game, is going to love this movie.
Right.
Because it's funny things about the guy trying to be something he's not and getting so disappointed and every now and then doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And the old pro who can guide him and mentor him. And eventually, you hope in the film, I won't tell you how it ends, but you hope the marriage will come back together.
Right, exactly.
And that he'll be reunited with his 16-year-old son who nearly dies in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, right.
And so it has very emotional things that are real life.
Exactly.
In people. And
well the golfers want to know, Pat, is there going to be golf in heaven?
That's a question I ask and answer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'll try to answer because we're sitting out... I won't tell you what the context is of the when I'm doing it, but I'm out with this guy I'm trying to teach. And I said, "You haven't asked me yet the question everybody asked me, is there golf in heaven?" And he says, "I suppose you know the answer." I said, "No, for once I don't." But I've been thinking a lot about it. And I said, Because if you go, if we're in heaven, we're in a state of perfection.
That's right.
And everything we do is perfect. Mm-hmm. And we would expect a perfect score every time we play.
Hole-in-ones, I would think, right?
Right, even.
Just
well, sure. Yeah, yeah. But he said, after a while, when you expect perfection, as you always get it, I said, this may seem sacrilegious. I think I would.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give